Hello.
Well, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
No.
It will take just a few minutes. It's a very short survey. May I continue with the survey? It's just a couple of questions.
Sure.
Okay, so are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly your phone?
Yes.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
What is your age?
43.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? You will definitely vote, probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote on 10, extremely motivated?
Life-changing decisions for for future generations.
Okay, just a moment. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president of the United States?
Neutral.
Okay. Would you say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. So the first is expanding treatment and services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
4.
Next, raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
7.
Next, reducing crime and violence.
9.
Next, addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10.
Next, banning assault weapons.
10.
Next, improving K through 12 public school education.
10.
Next, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
And finally, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
9.
Excellent. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You can choose two options. I would read about 6 options, I think. The first one is stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. to improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable. 3, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. You can select two of those options. Which,
abortion and K through 12.
Okay, just a moment. The abortion was the previous question. So for this one, do you remember any other one? I can read the options again if you want.
Yeah, read them again.
Okay. The first one is stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, tackling inflation and improving the economy, and combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Oh, they're so hard to pick. Democracy and freedom. I think it was the third one.
Here it is. Okay, and now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first person is Joe Biden.
50.
Next person, Jill Stein.
50.
Next person, J.D. Vance.
Never heard of, oh, that guy, 0.
Next, Kamala Harris.
80.
Next person, Donald Trump.
0.
Next person, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
Next, Michelle Obama.
90.
And Republicans in Congress in general.
0.
Okay, we're almost done. And I know it's still a long way off, but the election for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump. For whom would you vote?
Harris. Kamala Harris.
And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Democrat.
And as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have said about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first one is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she's a woman.
Yeah, I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Next, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
I agree. I have to pick strongly or somewhat.
Yes.
Somewhat.
And I am excited to have the chance to vote for a Black woman for president.
Strongly agree.
Okay, now I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. The first issue is gender inequality and fighting in the threats to policies that addresses it.
Harris.
And do you think Harris will do much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, next, securing our borders.
Harris.
Somewhat or much better?
Much.
Next, we'll fight for people like you.
Harris, much.
And the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
I have to say who I think would do a better job, right?
Yes.
Rolling back freedom, so taking them away?
No. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Okay, so Harris, much better.
Okay. And we're almost at the end. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities to our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the equality of public school is independent of its zip code. We can demand higher teach pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children from 0 to 10.
10.
And next, some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off quote entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Excellent. Sometimes over the course of a survey, some people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Excellent. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Instagram.
Yes.
Facebook.
Yes.
Twitter.
Yes.
TikTok.
No.
YouTube.
No.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
2.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And aside from weddings and funerals and overage, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? hardly ever or never.
Once or twice a month.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed,
employed.
Student? Employed?
Employed.
Okay. So thank you very much for your time and thank you for your participation. This concludes our survey. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.